Hi, how are you? It's Andy and Mel. It is, we're early today.
Way early.
Yeah, by a minute and a half.
That's weird.
You, on the other hand, were still 6 minutes late.
That's normal.
Drink.
It's normal.
I didn't even have you write down the one yesterday. So, consider yourself lucky there.
It's not as bad as what you had for last year, last week for drinks, so.
Maybe. So, do you have the fever?
Bieber fever?
No.
I don't know what other fever there would be right now that you're
really
talking about.
You have no idea what other fever there could possibly be.
The gammon style, whatever. Dance
gammon?
Thingy? Or however
Gangnam.
Gangman.
Gangnam.
See, that's how much I know about it.
No. It's bigger than
Psy.
Oh,
it's bigger than that.
Yeah. iPhone fever.
Oh, really? Do I look like somebody that has an iPhone?
No. Oh, you look like somebody who could have an iPhone.
I might, but...
Because it's a chick phone.
Okay, you tell that to all the guys that are waiting
the
iPhone.
I know, but it just... Most of the... I see women carry iPhones more than men. I'm not saying it's a chick phone like it's... Like it's a purse. I'm not saying it like that.
Okay.
I'm just saying women tend to go for the iPhone over Androids. At least from what I've observed.
I think from what I've been seeing with people getting iPhones on Facebook newsfeed, it's been a lot of guys.
Well, they're the ones who are stupid and will pay full price in the middle of a contract.
Yeah.
You know, the girls don't typically do that.
No, we don't usually do that.
I'm guessing there's probably one or two that do.
That's really silly.
That's really only something a guy would do. He would be so obsessed with a new gadget that is only slightly different than the old gadget that I am going to shell out, I think it's $750.
Something like that, yeah.
And that's for the cheapest iPhone.
Yeah.
Five. And I'm going to pay $750 just so I can have the new one now and not wait for my, whatever, 2 years. And they come out with a new one about every year.
I know.
So... You spent all this money on this one. When you would have been up for renewal a year from now, that's when the iPhone 6 will be coming out.
Could have just waited.
Could have just waited. And by then, it'll probably be 6G.
Yeah.
They're already on sale in Japan.
Oh.
Here's a guy talking about how excited he is to be one of the first people in the world with an iPhone.
You're one of the first people in the world to hold the new iPhone. How does it feel?
Great. It's really, really light. It's really ultra thin as well. It doesn't feel really good in your hand. So I'm extremely satisfied.
Okay. So Mel just walked out in a coughing fit. Did you vomit?
No, I spit my coffee out.
Why?
I
Did you pick up yesterday's cup or something?
No, I had to start coughing like right in the middle of taking that drink of coffee and it, hold on.
You choked?
I choked.
Okay.
And it spit out. It was a spit take with coffee.
Well, I'm glad it didn't end up on me.
Yeah, that was bad. And now my throat hurts.
All right.
That would have been a good time for us to be running video. Excuse me.
All right.
Okay.
Drink.
You can't give me a drink on that one.
Well, you kind of accidentally hijacked the show there.
I didn't. There was
the
no
only
way
good thing was you did it when I was playing a clip.
Ugh.
Except I'm watching you on the verge of vomiting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And I didn't know how to come out of a sound clip. Anyway,
I am very sorry. That was not fun.
The iPhone. It's on sale in North America, Asia, and Europe. In London, shoppers camped out for a week that snaked around the block. In Hong Kong, the first customers were greeted by cheering employees chanting, iPhone 5, iPhone 5.
Oh, boy.
22 other countries will get the latest iPhone in a week. If there's anybody out there camped out, let us know. If you see anybody standing outside of... I should have drove down 41st Street. see if there's anybody at any of the cell phone stores, because there's a ton of them on 41st Street.
Do you think that there are people camping out here in Sioux Falls?
I bet there's a couple.
Really?
I bet there's a couple, because it'll be first come, first serve.
Okay.
Unless you pre-ordered.
I think that the Midwestern folk are smart enough to
That's why there's not going to be many.
Yeah.
We're a little too practical.
Like, I know, that's why I was like...
We're not taking the day off to buy a phone.
No. It's just that I don't get it. You can get one in a couple of days.
Yeah, I would never do such a thing, but anyway. Wolf Blitzer last night. This is very, very funny. He was on Anderson Cooper 360 and was basically kind of poking fun at him for his giggling, which he does tend to do. Anytime there's a story that's like innuendo-y.
I love it.
I guess is what I'm trying to say.
I love it. His giggle makes me laugh so hard.
Because what was the story when we first heard the classic Anderson Cooper giggle? Do you remember what the story was? I can't remember.
So great.
Well, Wolf Blitzer showed that he is a real pro. Very professional broadcaster. Listen to this.
All right, so this is where I can easily surpass Anderson Cooper. Go ahead, put whatever they want in the teleprompter, and I will say it without laughing, without flinching, maybe even without even blinking. Here we go. All right, here we go. The pussy willows blowing in the wind on the shores of Lake Titicaca are almost as magical as Uranus. See, Anderson Cooper could never have gotten through those words, and that is what I call payback on the re-blitz you list.
I could never read that without giggling.
No, I could.
I could not. Maybe if I said dead puppies before or something, then maybe I could, but...
No, I don't think I would have... As if you rehearse it and get the funny out of your head.
Well, that's
when
it
hits you out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Well, if they did actually put it up there randomly and he didn't know it was coming.
I bet you he knew it was coming.
He's a pro. He didn't know. No, I don't think Wolf Blitzer's not as prone to the giggle attack as Anderson Cooper is.
He doesn't seem like he's a very cheery person, though.
The pussy willows blowing in the wind on the shores of Lake Titicaca are almost as magical as Uranus.
It's the best giggle ever.
It's a pretty good one.
I love it.
Poll question today comes from a story about the lottery. It's one of those fun things to talk about. You know, what would you do if you won the lottery? I would pay off my house, pay off student loans. I'd take a couple weeks off, take the family to Hawaii. Buy a few guns that are getting rusty in a store because I keep drooling over them. But other than that, you know, buying a few toys, taking a trip, paying off some debt. I don't think my life would drastically change.
Maybe a little, though.
A little, but not drastically. Like, I wouldn't quit my job.
How much are we talking?
Let's say after taxes and one-time payout.
Yeah.
Like $2 million.
I don't know if I would quit. I would definitely not have a part-time job.
I would probably give up my management responsibilities.
Yeah.
I'd happily take a pay cut and just do the morning show because I love my job. I love doing the show. I can't imagine not doing it.
Exactly.
But a survey by Coupon Cabin, according to this, 2/3 would keep living frugally even if we won the lottery. 72% would take their jackpot in a one lump sum instead of annual payments. For it to not change our lives, how big the jackpot would not change our lives, 55% would keep using coupons, 53% would keep shopping at dollar stores and other discount stores, 51% would make sure to buy items when they're on sale, and 36% of us would keep working at the same job. 36% sounds like about the number of people that really love their job.
I suppose, yeah, probably.
And plus, $2 million after you had a little bit of fun, that's, it's a big amount of money, but it's not exactly, it's an amount you could blow quickly.
If not done right. Like if you weren't careful about it.
You buy a $500,000 house, a quarter of it's gone right there. You know.
There's a lot of maintenance and upkeep with those expensive houses.
Yeah. Well, not if it's new.
Yeah, but you still have to pay utilities and stuff. I mean, if you're...
Well, yeah, but it's not like if the house is paid for...
That's true.
I could handle the utilities on a $500,000 house. It wouldn't be that much more. Actually, it'd probably be cheaper than my house because all the stuff in there, the water
better.
Heater, the furnace, it's all way more efficient. It'd probably cost half as much to run it as it does in my house.
That may be true. You might be onto something there.
Yeah. But would you quit your job? Oh, and the poll is not working on there. Oh. I got to fix that. Weird. Okay. The poll will be on the website here very soon. But you can also call or text in anytime, 361-5557. Email or text am at hot1047.com. We got news coming up next. Hang on. Morning,
sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel.
Drink.
Yep. It was.
Now we're tied again.
I still contend that that button is not working 100%.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right.
It never wants to work for me.
When I
need it to.
It's over there running the board. Worked fine.
Okay, fine. Debbie's on the phone. How are you, Debbie?
I just was calling in to let you know that there are like 3 to 5 people standing outside the Verizon store by Minnesota and 41st.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you one of them?
No.
Oh, you just drove by and saw it?
I just drove by there and seen them standing there. They're kind of younger, so.
That would probably be the other characteristic of the average wait in liner.
Exactly. Definitely not going to be.
So I thought I'd say that there are a few people standing out there.
All right.
Thank you.
I appreciate the call, Debbie.
Yep. Thanks.
Have a good day.
Bye.
I told you there would be people waiting.
I guess.
Not a lot. 3. But, hey, gotta have the iPhone 5. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Well, hello there. You look like a bad decision. Come on over here.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is September 21st, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, and it really has nothing to do with the iPhone 5. But it's also not because Alfonso Ribeiro is 41 today.
Alfonso.
You don't know who that is?
No.
Oh, you're kidding. You.
Who is it? I just like his name.
Carlton.
Oh, duh.
From the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Duh. Excuse me. Sorry. Can't believe I messed that up.
Owner of the greatest dance ever.
Yeah.
Which we have got to get a video of Johnny doing the Carlton. He does it so well.
He has got it down pat.
Jason Derulo is 23 today.
Okay, it is his birthday today.
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering.
Nicole Richie is 31 today. What happened to her? She disappeared.
She had a baby.
Oh, she grew up. Okay, mm-hmm. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Wilson is 41 today. That's Owen's brother, whose nose is not smashed. Ricky Lake is 44. Got another talk show now.
Another one?
Hell yeah. Hmm. Just started it here this fall. Faith Hill is 45. She, of course, is famous for singing the Sunday night football theme song on NBC.
Okay, yeah, that's what she's famous for.
And she's married to Tim McGraw.
Yeah, and that's what she's famous for.
Darva Conger is 47 today.
Who?
Darva Conger, do you remember her?
Darma and Greg?
No, Darva.
Oh, Darva.
She wanted to marry a millionaire. Remember that show on Fox? Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire?
Oh, yeah.
Rob Morrow is 50 today. He was Dr. Joel Fleischman on Northern Exposure and a very cool FBI agent on Numbers. Dave Coulier is 53 today.
Joey.
On Full House?
Yeah.
Was it Joey? Was that his name on there?
Uncle Joey.
Oh, yeah. He's also on The Surreal Life. His greatest contribution to the entertainment world was, of course, breaking up with Alanis Morissette.
What?
Well, then that gave us the Jagged Little Pill album.
Oh, that's a weird couple right there.
Yeah, Bill Murray, 62. Stephen King, 65. A lot of big names today.
Yeah.
Jerry Bruckheimer is 69 today. He does lots of blockbuster movies and TV shows. Top Gun, Armageddon, CSI, The Amazing Race, Kangaroo Jack. And Larry Hagman, who was on Dallas.
Oh, yes, he played JR.
Yeah,
yes.
He's 81 today. His liver is 16. It's also not the greatest day I've ever known, because on this day in 1970, ABC's Monday Night Football debuted.
Oh.
The world was never the same. 1993, NYPD Blue debuted on ABC. Same day, same year, Melissa Etheridge's album Yes, I Am was released. I wonder what she meant by the title. 1998, President Clinton's videotaped grand jury testimony was publicly broadcast. Same day, same year, Will and Grace premiered on NBC. And on this day in 1999, the Dixie Chicks' Fly was the number one album in America. A few years later, people didn't care for him as much.
Uh-uh, not so much.
But today is the greatest day I have ever known, because on this day in 1990, a classic album hit number one on the charts.
Can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
I want to do the dance.
Please Hammer, Don't Hurt 'Em.
Can't touch this.
Was the number one album in the country.
My music hit me.
Please Hammer, Don't Hurt Him was the number one album in the country 22 years ago today. And that is why I really should have left your mic off. That is why today, September 21st, is... Why must you sing directly into your microphone? Oh, I should turn it back on.
Was not singing directly into my microphone. I was... a couple feet away, actually.
Okay, you're just obnoxiously loud then. What's coming up in the dirt?
Surveillance video from Lindsay Lohan's supposed hit and run. I've got the information about that coming up in the dirt.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:43, up to 68 today, 51 right now. Tomorrow morning, 9:30 until noon, we're going to be out in our parking lot here. And we will be collecting stuff for soldiers.
Yes.
At the top of our website, hot1047.com, you'll see Adopt a Soldier. It's basically care package stuff, you know, anything from snacks, toiletries, you know. I did notice that hand sanitizer was not on the list.
Oh, it should be.
No. Baby wipes would be way more effective.
I think.
They're dealing more so with dirt than germs.
Yeah. It'll still work in a pinch, though, to clean your hands off.
I don't think so.
Baby wipes is a really good one.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. And most of the stuff you can, you know, stop by and pick up at a dollar store or
and
something.
And also, like, instant coffee.
Yeah. Creamer.
Yeah. All that kind of stuff. We're going to be collecting it out front. Gallantown just emailed us the other day about doing this. And we're like, yeah, cool. But I think we have a better drop-off place for you that's not quite so out of the way. Like, I had no idea where... the address was. It was basically at her house.
Yeah.
So we just volunteered to do it out in our parking lot. So they'll be doing it in both places too, though, still, for those who didn't get the, don't hear about it, us doing it, because there's only like 14 people listening anyways.
Yeah. And if you don't have time to stop and pick up any of that, you can drop off some money too if you want to.
Yeah. Go help buy them some send stuff. It. Mm-hmm. They'll buy stuff or use it to send the stuff. So. We're doing that tomorrow morning from 9:30 until noon, right out here in our parking lot, 5100 South Tennis Lane. It's a block east of 59th and Louise is where we're located. So
very easy.
There is a medical condition that targets incredibly attractive women.
Okay.
A study in Italy found very attractive women were more likely than other women to suffer from a uterine condition called severe endometriosis.
Oh.
Since high estrogen levels are linked to attractiveness, the researcher's theory is that high estrogen could also be responsible for women developing the condition. Isn't attractiveness in the eye of the beholder?
Okay.
I mean, when it comes to biology, there isn't really anything biologically attractive. That's why I find this so weird.
Not necessarily. I mean, think about some of the models and stuff like that. Pretty much around the world, they're believed to be as attractive. It's not,
yeah, believe
not
to be, but biology.
That's not a beholder.
You don't believe in biology. It's science.
You don't think that there's women that are more beautiful than others?
No, I do. I'm not saying that isn't
true. I don't think it has anything to do with the beholder.
But when it comes to, you know, a medical condition, you know, viruses or medical quirks don't really take opinion into it, which beauty is still an opinion. I mean, you can't scientifically prove beauty. You either think something is beautiful or you don't.
Right.
Now, the general consensus is usually mostly the same. However, there are some hot women that I think from the neck up need to have a paper bag over their head. That's all I'm saying. It's very, very subjective.
It can be, I suppose.
And to say that something like that is actually...
But, I mean, there's probably certain features, maybe.
It could just be a happy coincidence.
I don't know.
That's
kind of odd.
Or maybe it's from all the, you know, extra attention attractive women get. Maybe.
I don't think that would change the estrogen levels.
So there's a guy by the name of Donald Lawson. Well, I know exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
A guy by the name of Donald Lawson, he's 44, from Michigan. He won that $337 million Powerball jackpot last month.
Okay.
He's divorced, not in terribly good shape, and describes himself as a hillbilly. So what is he doing now? He's decided to use his fame and wealth to help him chase chubby women. Since winning, he's gotten on Match.com and a few other dating websites. And seeking women who are, quote, big and beautiful, curvy, full-figured, heavy-set, or carrying a few extra pounds. And hopefully they have a sense of humor, because on his old MySpace page, Donald describes his favorite movie as, quote, any pornos.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. He's also sworn he's going to keep living a simple life and eating McDonald's, even though he's rich now.
Oh, boy.
So he's not really changed his life just because he won a huge lottery jackpot.
I guess not.
That is our poll question today. If you took home $2 million in the lottery, which is a big amount of money, but it's not buying corporations big.
It's not $100 million.
No, you could buy a small business here and there.
Yes.
You couldn't really, you know, I mean, well, you couldn't really buy a big company with that either, but.
You can maybe invest.
You know, you're probably taking home $160, $170 million with a jackpot like that. That's still pretty huge life-changing money. Like, you really don't have to work again.
No.
$2 million is a lot of money.
But you could...
If you're smart, you could never work again, but you'd have to play it just right.
Depends on your love for your job.
And it also would depend on that. Like, if I won $160 million... I probably would quit, and I would just buy my own radio station. You know, $2 million, you could buy a radio station for that in a town the size of Sioux Falls, but only one.
Yeah.
And maybe not even one.
If it was 160, no doubt about it, I wouldn't work. If 2 million, I'd still work, because I love my job that much. But 160, there's...
Yeah.
Then I get to sleep in.
Well, with that much money, you could still sleep in. You could just stay up all night and then sleep all day like you want to.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, hire a nanny.
Yeah.
Do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Be irresponsible.
I don't want to be irresponsible, though.
Would you quit your job if you took home, after taxes and the one-time payout, took home $2 million? 361-555-7, email or text am at hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 657, up to 68 today. We have got the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core coming up at 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, I'm so excited about it.
Tomorrow, 9:30 to noon, we are taking items to send to soldiers overseas. Just click on Adopt a Soldier at hot1047.com. That will get you all the details on what to do, where to go. We're just doing it in our parking lot here. You can bring something by tomorrow. From 9:30 to noon for soldiers overseas. We'll be out there from 9:30 to noon, right out here in our parking lot at 5100 South Tennis Lane. And I'm going to bet right now you're not going to keep a straight face, Mel.
The pussy willows blowing in the wind on the shores of Lake Titicaca are almost as magical as Uranus.
You set me up for that.
Well, you didn't giggle as bad as I thought you were going to.
I was trying to hold it back. I smiled, though.
Okay. There's a couple of brilliant new ideas on how to stop texting and driving with teenagers. I've got that coming up along with news next.
Hot 104.7.com.